311. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. And you know how we do it on a Sunday, every Sunday at this time in the afternoon. Trust you have had a wonderful day, and maybe you've already had your lunch or are preparing lunch to sit down and have a wonderful meal. We thank you so much for joining us here on VOB. I am Krista J. Paul. And of course, you know, we are with the Barbados Fire Service. We have a Lone Ranger today. We have Fire and Life Safety Officer by himself today, Jason Collins. Hello, how are you, officer?
Good afternoon. Hello, I'm pretty good. I'm a bit tired, but I'm okay otherwise. How are you?
Yes, same. Pretty much the same.
Listeners, the ardent radio show listeners as well, and everybody else, those who probably listen for the first time.
That's true, because we may have first-time listeners, so we welcome you. And just to let you know as well that if you missed any of the previous broadcasts, all the audio is on VOB929.com and podcasts, and you can search for the 311 radio show. You can listen to any of the shows there. And recently, we are thankful for Zoom, where we're still able to interact, but we have the video recordings, and they are available on VOB92.9FM's Facebook page. So you can log on to VOB929's Facebook page and view the interviews there, right, for the 311 radio show. All right, sir, so it's Christmas time. I cannot believe that Christmas is, well, with Sunday, it would be next week already.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We are now today being the 13th now, so we would be, next week would be, yeah, actually next week is correct. Next week begins the 20th. Next Sunday will begin, the 20th will begin the Christmas week, basically. And the Friday of next week will be Christmas, so we are truly
that is
already.
I mean, that looked so far away. I know it's here.
It's so true. It only occurred to me about last week that, hey, you know, it's not that far away. We haven't really touched on anything Christmas related so far in the program for the season. So I just thought, you know, that today would be such a day to do that.
Of course, no time like the present.
Pardon?
No time like the present, they say.
Well, you know, it is true. It is unfortunate that I don't have my usual colleagues. Natasha, she's in, well, I don't know, well, I guess she has to be enjoying her study leave period, and she would have a couple of days vacation as well at the end of her study leave, so she has something to look forward to. Hope she's enjoying it and, you know, getting through with her studies as well.
Yes, we wish her all the best, you know. Yeah. We know she's a go-getter, so we wish her all the best in that. Absolutely. For sure. Yes. All right, so, yeah, we have all these Christmas tips we would have heard. On the news during the course of the week, one businessman talked about the fact that sale on lights have gone down this year, but there are still some houses that are as bright as the sun in the nighttime.
Funny enough, I was thinking, only last week, Station Officer Vaughan and Station Officer Edwards touched on flooding, and I, you know, it occurred to me then that, you know, it is quite strange that we were dealing with such a topic at this time of the year. Usually we'd be well into the Christmas thing and whatever, but because we've had such, I would say, a strange year generally.
That's true.
The weather has changed so much that we've had to, you know, discuss even flooding at this time because of obvious reasons of rain. But, you know, as I said, that's why Christmas kind of creep on us so quickly.
That's right.
But yes, although I haven't seen a lot of, so far, I haven't seen a whole lot of decorative lights, etc. But I'm pretty sure that there are still persons out there who stick with their tradition and have their Christmas lights and Christmas trees and decorations and that kind of stuff still being, you know, in the planning, if not started already. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have their tree and everything up already. So we definitely, you know, touch a bit on some of those things today, and, you know, it's time everybody doing. So yes, I was saying that, you know, this is the time where we're going to do our, you know, there's a lot of different things. We all know the runarounds that come with Christmas time, and I just thought that we should, you know, discuss a kind of, there's stuff that we would have spoken about in previous years, but obviously, New Year, you keep reiterating it all the time to make sure that persons are aware And that's basically what we're going to deal with today.
All right. So let's dive into it, because, you know, since we're starting talking about lights, we know that there are persons who still want to have their lights up because they want to have a different feel. Maybe they've been weighed down for the year and, you know, they want to really brighten up the place and, of course, extend it to their neighbors as well. But we know that there are some precautionary measures that need to be put in place. And there are a number of precautionary measures, in fact. So let's hear some of them.
Well, definitely. One of the things we've always talked about, and this year is no different, and it remains the same, that check your lights before you actually put them up. You do a visual check, and you also do a check where you a video check, basically, where you look at those lights thoroughly to make sure that there are no there's no breakage within the wires, that kind of stuff that is visible. All of these minor but important things would help in not having a fire situation in your house at this time. And this even extends to business owners, because obviously business places do decorate. They do have their Christmas trees. We do have one here at our headquarters and so on. So I know that business places are well into this Christmas thing as well, and they have their decorative lights and their trees and so on. So even to those, I just want to extend for those who are, you know, putting up lights and trees and so on, make sure you do a visual check on your lights to make sure that there's no breaks in the wires. That's one of the things that you want to do first and foremost before you even do anything else. Also, if you're unsure of the wiring or the compatibility of the wiring as it relates to your house, and if you can handle, you know, X amount of lights or whatever have you, you can get a qualified electrician to, you know, give you a check to make sure that your wiring is adequate and it can handle the load of the additional lights and so on that you plan to put up for the Christmas period.
Especially, you know, we've talked about before the fact that there are a number of older houses in Barbados. And of course, we would have been making the plea every 20 years to check the wiring on your home to ensure that everything is safe. So you definitely don't want to be overloading with lighting on an older house. That
overloading is a word that we hear a lot at this time, because as you said, a person with additional lights and that kind of stuff. And I'm glad you raised that point, because, you know, I usually go there next, where I say that if you have had your house wired, say, two generations ago, how much of a year that might have been, it is always important that when you're going to add these different things to your circuit load, that you get a qualified electrician to come in and make sure that everything is in decent enough working order, that it doesn't cause any fires or anything like that, because we don't want to have anyone losing their lives, their home, or any sort of property at this time at all. I mean, at no time, but at this time, it is always, it's always a lot harder to lose at this time, because this is the time where everyone is trying to be in a joyous mood in spite of all of the challenges we've had and we've been facing through this year, 2020. But we want to, you know, at the end of the day, still make our Christmas as special as we possibly can, be it with decorations, be it with lights, be it with a tree, be it with something. Even some of us, you know, our traditional cooking, our traditional baking, these kind of things. You know, we want everybody to have a good Christmas season and not have any sort of emergencies to deal with.
Yes, yes. And I'm thinking as well, even of the LED lights that, you know, are tended to be preferred now than before, because, of course, they don't pull as much
electricity. Correct. They don't pull as much electricity, and they don't get as hot in terms of, like, how the old time lights, you find they would heat. You would actually feel, if you touch a bulb, you can feel them a lot hotter. The LEDs are not as, you know, they don't seem to, they give you more light visually, but it is not as hot and does not pull as much current. So definitely electricity. Sorry, I would just be a type of current.
Sorry, we get you.
But I'm sure that when I see a current, the average listener.
Of course.
Of course.
But current. You know, current, you know, that's also a Christmas love. So that's.
I guess I'm thinking about Ricky. I love my Ricky as well.
There you go.
Everything is going into one out of here now. So
yeah. There you go. There you go. Yes.
As we discussed, you know, the whole Christmas thing, we were talking about lights, but the baking and so on and cooking, because obviously we do, most of us traditionally do a bit more in the kitchen in terms of cooking and baking at this time of the year. That is also another, you know, precaution that you need to be aware of and take at this time as well. Like I said, these, you know, it's not really like new things. These are things that we should be taking precaution of throughout the year, but at Christmas, where we do more of it in terms of cooking, baking, etc. You know, we need to be extra careful, so to speak, in terms of, you know, what we do. Because like I always say, right, at Christmas time, we do a lot more in terms of work. Some of us work longer hours. We are on the hustle a lot more. So you tend to be, your body will be a little more tired than it might be in an average time of the year.
Yeah.
So hence the reason, like, for example, you come home from work late. I always advise persons at Christmas time, if you come home late and you're tired, desist from using the stove. Desist from putting on anything that you would need to use the stove. If anything, use something non-perishable or something that you don't have to actually use the stove to prepare. Something that's quick and doesn't require you to light the stove, so that you don't run the risk of falling to sleep with the stove on. Same thing occurs if you're doing any baking and you're doing your, you know, everybody baking a ham and whatever, the bread cake and whatever else that you are doing at this time of the year, you know, is advised to, you know, pay attention to your body too, because as much as we want to enjoy and be a part of all the festivities of this season, we also want to make sure that we take care of ourselves enough, you know, that we don't burn out, so to speak. And if we burn out, by extension, we can lose, you know, home and property and everything.
Yes.
Fall into sleep while cooking or while baking or something like that. And that would be rather unfortunate, something that we would not like to see at all.